请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Please turn with me in your Bibles.
请我们打开新约圣经。
Please turn with me to the New Testament.
以弗所书。
The Book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
十六十七节
Verses 16 and 17.
以弗所书第五章十六十七节
Ephesians 5, 16 and 17.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
我们再请看创世纪
Genesis
第五章
Chapter 5
我们从二十二节读到二十四节
And we'll read verses 22 through 24
创世纪五章二十二节以诺生马土沙拉之后与神同行三百年并且生儿养女以诺共活了365岁以诺与神同行神就将他娶去他就不再世了
Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah and he had other sons and daughters so all the days of Enoch were 365 years and Enoch walked with God and he was not for God took him
第六章创世纪第六章
Genesis chapter 6
第三节
Verse 3
耶和华说人既属乎血气我的灵就不永远住在他里面然而他的日子还可到120年
Then the Lord said My spirit shall not strive with man forever because he also is flesh Nevertheless his days shall be 120 years
第九节
Verse 9
挪亚的后代记在下面挪亚是个义人在当时的世代是个完全人挪亚与神同行
These are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God.
第十四节
Verse 14
你要用歌斐木造一只方舟分一间一间地造里外抹上松香
Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with rooms and shall cover it inside and out with pitch.
好我们圣经就暂时读这些
And we'll temporarily end our scripture reading for
我们上一次呢已经和弟兄姊妹讲到
Last time we already mentioned with everyone
我们侍奉神
That when we serve God
我们呢也应该是一个守望者
That as we serve God, we are also called to be watchmen.
啊，这个守望者呢，就是呢，知道时间的重要和宝贵。
A watchman knows the importance of time.
在侍奉上，时间是非常重要的因素。
Time is an important element.
我们讲过神从永远里面创造出时间
And we already said that in eternity, God has created time.
神造时间是有目的的
And God has a purpose for creating time.
我们讲过有两件重要的事情是神在时间中要做的
And there are two important things that God has regarding time.
第一个神要得着人
The first is that God wants to gain people.
他要得着他所要的人
And he wants to gain those he wants.
所以当他所要的人数满足的时候
And when that number of people has been satisfied,
时间就结束了
Then time will conclude.
这是圣经很清楚的一个启示
And the Bible has clearly showed that.
第二件事情
The second thing.
就是神要在时间中消除所有一切罪恶的势力。
Is that in time, God wants to eliminate all sin and evil.
我们可以说这是神创造时间里面两件重要的事情。
And we can say that in God created time for these two purposes.
当然我们也讲到, 时间对我们来讲也是非常的重要。
We also mentioned that to us, time is also very important.
我们必须懂得时间对我们的意义到底是什么。
And we have to understand the impact and the meaning of time in our lives.
我们讲过四个点,
And we mentioned 4 points.
我不知道弟兄姊妹还能记得吗?
I don't know if you all remember this or not.
第一个,
the first one,
就时间对我们是个限制,
is that time to us is a limitation.
所有神创造的事物在时间中的都有限制。
All of creation is limited by time.
所以我们只有这一生。
So we have just this one life to live.
这是个限制。
And this is a restriction, a limitation.
啊, 所以我们要珍惜在地上的日子。
So we need to know how to redeem our time.
那么第二个点,
So the second point,
时间对我们是个考验。
That time is a test for us.
啊, 那么第三个点,
the third point,
时间对我们是机会,
is that time is opportunity for us.
啊, 那么感谢我们的神,
and we thank our God
他在时间中给我们有很多的机会,
that within our lifetime we have many, many opportunities. So we need to hold on to these opportunities to follow God.
那么第四个点,
and the fourth point
时间对我们来讲是个记录,
is that time is a record of our lives.
所以你的一生里面,
so in your entire lifetime,
无论好的坏的神都给你记下来,
whether good or bad, God has recorded everything.
当然我们很希望我们的一生中有很多好的记录。
But our hope is in our lifetime there will be good things that God will record.
但是呢,我们知道坏的神也给他记下来。
But we know that even the evil and bad things in our lives are also recorded.
有一天到审判台前的时候,
and one day when we come before the judgment,
这一切都显明出来,
all of the things will be revealed.
所以我们上次和弟兄姊妹讲过,
so last time we already mentioned with brothers and sisters,
这个时间对我们来讲也是非常的有意义的。
Time for us is very impactful and very meaningful.
所以我们就讲到我们从旧约的先祖们身上可以看见神给我们的教训。
And we can see from the forefathers in the Old Testament gives us these examples.
让我们知道什么样的生活是有意义的。
And they show us what kind of a life has purpose.
什么样的事在时间中间是经得起考验。
And what things in our life can stand the test of time.
我们上一次呢,只讲了这个亚伯和该隐。
And last time we talked about Cain and Abel.
我们知道这是很重要的提醒。
And this is an important reminder.
圣经用很简单的话告诉我们。
And the Bible uses very simple words to tell us.
亚伯是牧羊的。
That Abel was a shepherd.
那么该隐是种地的。
And Cain was a tiller of the ground.
啊, 那么这两句话我们要牢牢地记住。
We have to remember these two phrases.
因为我们知道只有亚伯是牧羊的。
Because Abel was a shepherd.
那么他所做的事在神的眼中是可以被接纳的。
That everything that he did was acceptable in God's sight.
那么他的时间在神跟前是有价值的。
And his time before God had value.
是经得起考验。
And it stood the test of time.
所以我们上次讲过,神注重我们所事的,过于我们所做的。
And so last time I already said that God pays more attention to what we are rather than what we are doing.
而该隐呢?
And what about Cain?
是种地的。
Cain was a tiller of the ground.
我们讲过这个地呢, 因着亚当的堕落已经被咒诅了。
And we already mentioned that the ground, the earth, is already cursed because Adam had sinned.
这个地已经是被咒诅的。
The ground has been cursed.
所以神提醒我们, 你不要把你所有的注意力放在这个地上。
So God reminds us that don't place our focus in this world.
在这个咒诅的地上,
in this cursed world,
你做一切的事情, 神都不能接纳。
Everything that we do in this cursed world, God cannot accept.
这就简单告诉我们说, 你如果只注重地上的事,
what this tells us practically is that if we pay attention to the things of the world, then we are wasting our time.
同时我们看见啊,
and we also see,
该隐因为注意地上的事物,
because Cain put his focus on the earth.
另一个很重要的提醒,
it gave us an important reminder.
注意地上的事物只能制造仇恨,
that if we put our attention in the world, it only results in hatred.
我们知道最后该隐把亚伯杀了,
and we know that in the end, Cain murdered his brother Abel.
这是一个悲剧,
and this is a tragedy.
所以今天我们要很小心,
so today we need to be careful.
如果你一直把你的注意力放在地上的事物上,
if our focus is only on the things of this world,
你就看见今天这个地上充满了仇恨,
we see that the world is full of hatred and anger.
这就是神给我们很简单的一个图画,
and this is a very simple picture that the Bible gives.
亚伯是牧羊,
Abel
牧羊,
was a shepherd.
那么, 罗不, 该隐是种地的,
Cain was a tiller of the ground.
那么弟兄姊妹, 今天问问自己,
today ask yourselves,
你是牧羊的呢?
Are you a shepherd?
你还是种地的呢?
Or are you a tiller of the ground?
如果你是牧羊的,
if you are a shepherd,
你的时间在神跟前是有意义的,
then your time before the Lord is acceptable and valuable. It carries weight.
如果你是种地的,
but if you are a tiller of the ground,
请我们被提醒,
please be reminded
你在地, 你的生活是没有价值的,
that your life in this world has no value.
你的时间是浪费的,
and you have wasted your time.
并且很可能中仇敌的诡计制造很多的仇恨,
and perhaps Satan will influence you to do acts of evil.
所以我们上次讲过,
so last time we talked about it,
亚伯和该隐提醒我们,
Cain and Abel remind us,
你是什么是很重要的,
what you are is very important.
圣经很清楚告诉我们,
the Bible clearly tells us,
神的应许无论有多少,
yeah,
神的应许, promise,
what God's promises are many.
那么只有在基督里是是的,
but only the promises that are in Christ are fact, are true.
所以巴望主把这个简单的这个原则图画摆在我们的跟前,
and so the Lord has given us this simple picture,
吸引我们的心在主的身上,
that may our hearts before the Lord,
那么我们的日子呢, 就会过得有意义,
and may we direct our hearts to the Lord so that we can have meaning in our lives.
那么在先祖的时代,
and in the times of these forefathers,
我们还要来看以诺和挪亚的故事,
we also want to look at the life of Enoch and Noah.
那么以诺和挪亚给我们有什么样的提醒呢?
What kind of reminders do Enoch and Noah give us?
我们知道, 以诺与神同行300年,
we know that Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
而挪亚和他的全家, 他们建造方舟, 大部分读经人都觉得说可能是120年,
and Noah and his family, when they were constructing the ark, Bible scholars will say it's approximately 120 years.
所以这里提醒到时间对我们另外一个考验,
so here we see another aspect of the testing of time.
就是长时间的考验,
is the length of time.
你要知道我们哈, 做很多事情呢, 有时候短期还没有问题,
sometimes in our lives, if we do things for a short period of time, we can tolerate it.
时间一拉长了,
but when time is lengthened,
很多的时候我们就守不住了, 对不对?
Sometimes we can no longer tolerate it.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 神特别告诉我们以诺与神同行是300年,
so the Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
不是三年,
it's not 3 years.
也不是30年,
it's not even 30 years.
是300年,
it's 300 years.
哇,这是何等,
this is an extremely long time.
那么以诺亚和他的全家,
Noah and his entire family, while they were constructing the ark, such a huge ark, we know that he spent a large amount of time constructing this. And you can see that this was also a very important test in their lives.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we know that sometimes God will lengthen our years, and God will also lengthen certain situations.
我想今天呢, 有很多人呢, 这个疫情只不过是两年呢, 我们已经受不了了, 对不对?
And for this pandemic, it's only been about 2 years and we already can't tolerate it.
我们现在已经看见在我们中间很多弟兄姊妹表现出软弱退后, 啊,
and we've already seen some saints, some Christians who have slid back and have stopped meeting. It's only been 2 years. And we see a lot of various manifestations.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, God has given us this length of time for His purpose. Because God has a hope for us. And here I'll mention 4 points regarding God's hope for us.
在长时间的里面,
within this length of time,
第一个点,
the first point,
神希望我们呢,
God wants us to go from immaturity and grow into maturity.
那么我们读一节圣经,
let's read one passage.
哥林多前书13章,
1 Corinthians 13.
林前13章第11节,
1 Corinthians 13, verse 11.
保罗说：“我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子。继承的人就把孩子的事丢弃了。”
When I was a child, I used to speak as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things.
在时间中。
In this length of time that God has given us, His hope is that we would mature.
我们都知道一个人呢, 从婴孩到长大成人是需要很长的日子的, 对不对?
You know that for man, from going from an infant state to becoming a man, you need length of time.
我们教养我们的儿女, 我们都希望他快快长大成人。
As we raise our kids, our hope is that they would mature to be an adult.
那么今天, 神把时间量给我们,
today, God has given us length of time with a hope that we would mature into a man. Starting off, we were very immature.
但是呢,
but over the course of time, we gradually mature.
但是很可惜啊,
but unfortunately,
有的人呢, 10年前讲话像孩子, 10年后讲话还像孩子, 还是孩子。
Some people in the past, 10 years ago spoke like a child, and 10 years later still speaking like a child. There's no maturity at all.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你如果是这样,
if you are like this, then you will disappoint the Heavenly Father.
所以当日子过来的时候,
so as time passes,
我们的光景应该是越来越成熟。
Our condition should be a state of gradual maturation.
这是神在时间中对我们的寄望。
And this is God's hope for every one of us.
时间过得很快的。
Time goes by very quickly.
弟兄姊妹，我们今年有比去年更成熟一点吗？
Brothers and sisters, are we more mature this year than we were last year?
马上又要过年了。
And we're about to cross over into a new year.
神寄望我们能够长大成人。
God's hope for us is that we would mature.
但是很可惜啊,
but unfortunately,
你们原谅我这样说,
and allow me to say this,
今天在地上神的儿女中, 太多的孩子们,
that in among God's people in the world, there are too many infants.
长大成人的人不多,
and there are very few who have matured.
所以今天我们要提醒,
So today, I want to remind everyone, let's not disappoint our Heavenly Father. We need to pursue after maturing. The second point.
就是呢,我们从贫穷到富足,
is that we become start from a state of being poor and we become rich. So we started off with nothing and we through time we have gained wealth.
甚至有些人呢, 你看见, 他们从这个有限的光景中慢慢能达到无限。
So you see that you start off with a full of limits and then you gradually increase to the point where you don't have limits.
你看在彼得后书里面, 彼得有这样的话,
in
我们读一下, 彼得后书第一章,
2 Peter, there's this phrase.
彼得后书第一章, 第十一节,
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
我们知道神的国度很快要降临了。
We know that the kingdom of heaven is coming quickly.
彼得说我们希望每个弟兄姊妹都能丰丰富富进神的国。
And Peter tells us that we should enter into the kingdom with full of abundance.
我看见很多人啊, 刚刚到美国来的时候,
I see that some people, some immigrants who first came to the United States,
开头是一无所有,
at first, you don't have anything.
啊, 但是呢, 没想到过个十年, 二十年之后啊,
but after a couple of decades,
很多都变成百万富翁了。
And a lot of people have become extremely wealthy.
哇,你在这个国度里面,这个车子,不,这个,他们讲这个房子越住越大。
And your houses have gotten bigger and bigger through the years.
像我从前一个弟兄讲,他就说,那个车子越住越小。
There's a brother who said the cars are made smaller over time.
Yeah. 因为从前是坐bus的。
Oh, because in the past, he would ride a bus.
现在呢,哇,这个坐的车子都是非常非常的贵的。
But now he's able to afford his own car.
这个叫人羡慕,
nice car.
对不对?
And this is something that causes people to be envious.
但是在属灵的事情上也是这样。
But in spiritual things, it should be the same.
我们开头是贫穷的。
We start off poor in spirit.
一无所有的。
We didn't have anything.
有的人经过了日子之后越来越丰富。
But through the length of time, we have experienced abundance.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
神恩待我们。
God is leading us and supplying us.
在灵里面应该过着富足的生活。
And in our spirits, we should be living a life full of abundance.
你看在使徒行传里面呢,那一些圣徒们跟随主啊。
And in the book of Acts, those saints who followed the Lord.
开头他们都是没有什么,到后来就越来越丰富,对吧?
At the beginning, they didn't have very much, but in the end, they were full of abundance.
所以这是神的心意。
This is the heart of God.
让我们从贫穷能够达到富足。
That we would go from a state of being poor to being wealthy.
第三件事情,
the third point.
就是呢,我们从那个初步的那个很肤浅的认识啊, 慢慢地进到一个什么,深知。
Is that we would start with, go from a superficial understanding to, through the length of time, gaining a profound understanding of God.
保罗写这个以弗所书的时候啊,
when Paul was writing the book of Ephesians,
第三章里面他就讲到,
chapter 3, he tells us,
如果你们读了我的书信,就知道我深知基督的奥秘。
Is that if you read my writings, you will know that I have fully understood the secrets of God.
Yeah, 我们可能开头的时候,我们对基督呢,我们有一点认识。
Perhaps in the beginning we have a little bit of knowing of who God is.
但是呢,经过年日之后呢,对基督的认识越来越深。
But as we go through the length of time, we develop a deeper understanding and knowing of who he is. Paul on the road to Damascus met the Lord. That initial meeting is that he understood that Jesus is Christ. But then when he was in prison in Rome,
哇,
then at that point, his understanding and knowing of Christ was great. We see all the letters that he wrote.
多么的丰富啊,
full of abundance.
所以基督徒在主面前应该有这样的追求。
So a Christian before God should have this pursuit.
今天呢,我们不能呢,在跟随主上只知道耶稣是救主,要传福音,传福音,福音是重要的。
Today, as a Christian, we can't just stay in the state of knowing that Jesus is our Savior. The gospel is important. Sometimes I sigh within.
哇,我看有些弟兄姊妹们聚会时候讲基督啊,三句话,两句话就没了。
Is that sometimes in our fellowship, people will only have limited words or just a few words to talk about
哇,
Jesus.
哇,一散了会啊。
And then after the meeting,
哇,讲什么电脑啊,讲什么房地产啊,讲什么股票啊,哇,滔滔不绝,讲个没完没了。
But yet after the meeting, when we talk about real estate, technology, and stocks, it seems like we have so much conviction in our talking with one another.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
日子过来了。
Time has passed.
我们对基督的认识有加深吗?
Have we increased in our knowledge and knowing of who Christ is? Or are we just stuck on that very superficial level of knowing him?
你们原谅我这样说,
and would you allow me to say this?
我们过去呢,
in the past, we've had a lot of church conferences.
弟兄姊妹也参加这些特会,
and many brothers and sisters have all attended.
特会里面有中心点,
and within these conferences, there are spiritual focal points.
那么等到散会以后,
then after the meeting,
让弟兄姊妹来交通,
and we allow brothers and sisters to have fellowship on it.
大部分弟兄姊妹所注意的还是那些故事啊,比喻啊,那些浅浅的那些东西。
A lot of people will just dwell on the superficial stories and examples.
很少弟兄姊妹提到主的见证,提到神的永远的旨意。
There are very few people who speak about the testimony of Jesus and his eternal purpose.
所以证明我们对主的认识还是停留在一个非常肤浅的情况里面。
So this testifies that our understanding of God is still on that superficial level.
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may God give us his grace.
当然我也看见我们中间很多弟兄姊妹,甚至有很多年轻人。
And I see among us, and even some younger ones,
感谢主,
that I thank God.
他们现在对于保罗所说深奥的事, 他们也能接受。
And regarding even Paul's understanding of the mysteries of God, they have an understanding as well.
这个才是圣徒们的长进。
And this is the maturing of God's people.
这是教会的进步。
And this is the improvement and maturing of the church. So brothers and sisters, God has given us time. Please don't waste it.
最浅的认识慢慢逐日的越来越深,
that from a superficial level of understanding, we need to move forward to gain that deeper, profound understanding of who God is.
第四个点,
and that fourth point
就是呢, 从无形到有形,
is that we started off without form, and through time we have gained form.
你看在加拉太书第四章的里面,
in Galatians chapter 4,
这个保罗曾经对加拉太的弟兄姊妹这样说,
that Paul spoke to the saints in Galatia,
19节啊, Galatians 4:19.
My children with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
那么你就知道保罗在这里有一个非常大的寄望是基督能够在你的里面是成型的。
Is that Paul here has a deep desire that the saints in Galatia would have Christ be formed.
那么这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
这就是我们从刚刚开始认识主耶稣，我们知道他是救主。
Is that in the very beginning, when we were just saved, we understand that He is our Savior.
那么以后跟随主呢，人家这里听一点，那里教一点，那个主耶稣的形象在我们里面是支离破碎的。
Is that over the course of time we hear a little bit of Christ, we read a little bit of Christ, and through the course of time, bits and pieces of Christ are formed in us.
And in order
for Christ to be formed in us is such an important thing. So I see a lot of really mature and experienced Christians. When they are speaking of Christ, you sense abundance.
And they give you
this complete picture of Christ.
今天呢，我们很多时候呢，只能支离破碎的。
Today we only know bits and pieces of Christ.
当然今天我们时间不够，我不能详细去说这个点。And
due to the limitations of time today, I can't go further into detail on it.
但请我们记得。But
may we remember.
你对主的形象。
Regarding the form of Christ.
你要从 初浅的慢慢达到一个成熟,
we need to go from that formless state and mature and grow into having the form of Christ. For example, it's like you getting to know someone.
开头你知道他这个样子，但他的性格是什么，喜好什么，爱好什么，你不知道，对不对？
At first, you just know what that person looks like outwardly, but you don't know their character or their personality.
有的人年日久了，你就知道了。
And over the course of time, you get to know that person's
character.
So, brothers and sisters,
神把长的时间给我们,
God has given us this length of time because He has a desire and a hope for us.
所以这四件事情，请弟兄姊妹记着。These
are 4 points I hope that everyone can remember.
我再把它简单重复一下。And
I'll just review those very quickly.
第一个，神要我们从幼嫩到成熟。Is
that He wants us to mature with time.
要我们从贫穷到富足。And
He wants us to gain wealth through time.
要从浅知到深知,
and He wants us to go from knowing Him superficially to having a profound, deep understanding of Him.
从无形到成形,
from starting off without form to mature to having the form of Christ in us.
这是神在长时间中对我们的寄望。
And this is God's desire for us, and that's why He gives us length of time.
但是对我们来说呢,
but to us,
长时间常常是一个考验,
that length of time is oftentimes a test for us.
这个考验呢, 弟兄姊妹，我们需要非常非常的来注意它。
We need to pay attention to this test.
很多东西一长时间所出现的一个现象叫做疲惫。
That oftentimes the test of time will reveal our tiredness.
你知道时间一拉长，我们就累了。As
time, the length of time increases, we get tired.
有些基督徒就是开头时间拉长了，里面就开始疲惫。And
oftentimes for Christians, as time lengthens, we get tired.
那这个疲惫呢，有两种现象啊。And
being this tiredness has two forms.
一个是里面的疲惫,
one is an inward tiredness.
这是关乎你个人的,
and this is our individual lives.
那么还有一个是外面的疲惫,
and the second one is that there's an outward tiredness.
这个里面的疲惫啊,
this inward tiredness.
就是我们走走走，慢慢的对属灵事情失去爱慕了，没有爱慕了。
Is that we walk with God and over time we that fervency fades away. Our patience is gone.
啊, 弟兄姊妹,如果出现这样的现象, 这是一个可怕的现象。
If this is what we are manifesting in our lives, then it's a terrible situation.
你看早期我们刚得救的时候, 哇, 追求主, 聚会, 侍奉, 都很新鲜,很有力, 对不对?
When we were first saved, we were excited. We had a lot of zeal and we were really fervent in our gatherings.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲啊, 侍奉主啊, 不是跑百米, 是跑马拉松啊。
And over the length of time, we fade away. So I oftentimes say that our spiritual life is a marathon, not a sprint.
有的很多时候时间一拉长了，对我们来讲，就开始有了严重的考验。
And oftentimes when time increases, we are in this test of time.
我们需要保持里面。 不断地有爱慕, 对不对?
We need to preserve this continual love for the Lord.
不断地有渴望,
and this continued desire for Him.
像保罗被关在罗马的监牢里了,
like when Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
他大声地呼喊说, 使我认识基督,
he would loudly proclaim that I would know Christ.
他没有疲倦,
he was not tired. When Paul pursued after the Lord, he never lost stamina.
当然不仅是外,里面的这个疲,会有疲倦,
but not only our inward tiredness sometimes is manifested, we also see an outward tiredness.
失去了那个新鲜活泼力,
we lose that fresh feeling.
啊, 没有什么冲击了,
there is no more stimulation.
所以你看见今天呢, 普遍在基督教的里面啊,
we see that throughout Christianity all over today.
哎呀, 很多侍奉主的人呢, 很辛苦啊,
a lot of people who serve God are really are in a difficult place.
因为什么呢? 你要激发弟兄姊妹们的这个热情,
because you're trying to stimulate the congregation's hearts and fire.
有很多聚会里面的敲锣打鼓, 鼓动着大家这个热情沸腾, 那么还要用很多的活动, 要弄很多的节目。
So a lot of churches will put a lot of effort into having a whole worship team to try to liven up the congregation or organize a lot of activities to keep things alive.
为什么呢? 这个里面的新鲜感没有了。
Why is that? It's because the sense of freshness is gone.
我想我们每个人都会经过这个情况。
I think every
对不对?
One of us will experience this.
像你刚刚蒙恩德就进到这个聚会里, 哦, 一看这个, 什么都是新鲜的。
Like, for example, if you were first saved, you come into a meeting like this and everything is fresh to you.
10年过去了,
after 10 years,
20年过去了,
after 20 years,
那么一来就一看,
you come and you're like, oh, it's brother son standing there still.
又是唱那个老诗歌,
oh, we're singing the same old hymn.
什么都没改变,
nothing has changed.
慢慢的就觉得,
and over time, that sense of freshness is gone.
弟兄姊妹,我们要防备,
brothers and sisters, we need to protect ourselves.
有这个里面的疲惫,
we have this inward tiredness. We also have this outward tiredness. Length of time is a testing for us. May we not lose stamina as we follow God.
弟兄姊妹,这是不容易的,
brothers and sisters, this is not an easy thing.
在长时间的考验里面,
this testing of the length of time.
还有第二件重要的事情,
there's also another important point.
就是呢,
is that we need to persevere until the end.
啊, 有的时候你看见刚开始那个心愿很强, 风劲很强, 坚持, 坚持不了多久, 就坚持不下去了。
Sometimes when we're first saved, we really have a heart of fervency and we're holding fast, but then over the course of time, we can no longer do it.
我过去这几十年,
after many decades,
我看见从我年轻入狱之后来看见很多年轻的弟兄姊妹,
from when I was a youth until I was older, I saw many brothers and sisters.
当他们把自己奉献给主的时候,
as people were offering themselves to God,
痛哭流泪,
People with a lot of zeal, they were crying and with tears saying, Lord, I'm going to follow you. But after a few years, these people were all gone. I don't know where they went. We can't persevere until the end.
所以呢, 在跟随主的事情上面,
so as we are following after God,
这个半途而废啊, 走一半的路就不走了,
quitting in the middle of our walk with God is a terrible thing. Many people in the beginning, they walk with God very well. But they failed in the test of time. A lot of people quit halfway. Also, a lot of people have changed their direction. And this also needs to go through the testing of time. And we all like the words of 2 Timothy 4 verse 7.
哇, 读起来的时候,
and when we read it, it seems like there's so much power in it.
那个当跑的路我跑进了, 不, 当美好的仗我打过了。
He said, I have fought the good fight.
啊, 那个当跑的路跑进了,
I have finished the course.
所信的道守住了,
I have kept the faith.
弟兄姊妹, 等我慢慢年老的时候呢, 我在读这些话, 我的感觉就不一样。
Brothers and sisters, as I am older now and I read these words, I have a different feeling.
我好像看见保罗写提摩太后书的时候啊,
I feel like when Paul was writing 2 Timothy,
他大大的叹了一口气,
is that he had this huge sigh. Because his life was about to end. And now he has this hope. He said, thank God that I have fought the fight finally.
当跑的路, 哎呀,
and I have finally finished the course.
感谢神, 他说托付我的道, 没有违背, 能守住。
And thank God that I was able to keep the faith.
弟兄姊妹, 你随着侍奉的年日增长, 你就知道这些话是不容易的。
Brothers and sisters, as you walk with God for a long time, you know that these words are not easy.
所以教会里面现在越来越羡慕。
So now I become even more envious. I also hope that in my life I could be like Paul. You see that Paul, all the way until he was about to die, then he had the confidence to say these words. When Paul was in his early years, he would not dare say such words.
一个人能够在主所托付的事上，能够忠心在主的道路上，能够一直走到底， 这是有福的。
Those who are able to walk faithfully before the Lord and be completely obedient to his commands, those are ones who are truly blessed. So this needs to go through the testing of time. So time has not ended for us yet, so we can't say anything. We need to look to the mercies of God. May God continue to attract our hearts. That while we follow him on this path,
不疲倦,
that we would not lose stamina.
在主的路上,
that on this path that we are on with God, that we could persevere until the end.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神用以诺和挪亚来激励我们。
God has given us Enoch and Noah to remind us.
我们知道以诺和挪亚都经过那个相当不容易的时代。
We know that Enoch and Noah encountered a very difficult time period.
我们读得很容易, 以诺与神同行300年这个话多容易啊。
We can read it, these words so easily. Oh, Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
弟兄姊妹们, 我常常想到, 我这一生过来的时候, 经过这几十年, 我都感觉非常不容易。
And for me, even these couple of decades that I've gone through, I feel like it's been very difficult.
300年是什么概念呢?
Can you imagine 300 years?
哇,这不得了的一件事情,对不对?
This is unimaginable.
那么以挪亚呢,全家在那里建造方舟。
Noah's entire family was dedicated to building the ark.
120年。
For at least 120 years.
我们说呢,如果是诺亚个人的话,可能他够用的恩典,对不对?
He said, maybe we think that, well, maybe if it was just Noah, maybe he could muster up enough energy to do it.
带着妻子,带着儿子媳妇,
But he also brought along his wife and his sons and his daughter-in-laws.
开头弄两块板子呢,在那里盖盖这个方舟,大家喝新鲜。
Maybe at first, when you were nailing those first few boards of the ark together, maybe there's a certain excitement and freshness. But after 120 years, is that freshness? And in the Far East, I met with brothers who said sorrowfully
before.
They said that, oh, my kids grew up in this church and their condition all the way through college was decent.
但是现在他们走了,他们不愿意跟着我们了。
But now they have departed. They don't want to meet with us anymore.
那个孩子走的时候还安慰父亲一下。
And when that child left home, that child comforted the parents.
他说你慢慢等,等我老了我就回来了。
And the child said to the parents, oh, don't worry, when I'm old, then I'll return.
那些弟兄们讲到都流泪了。
And these brothers, when they were telling me this, they were telling me this with tears.
你要知道挪亚是多么不容易啊。
You have to understand how difficult it was for Noah.
带领全家,
to bring the entire family.
经过这么漫长的年日,
through this really long, lengthy time.
所以我常常感觉这个挪亚比以诺更难的。
And sometimes I feel like Noah had it more difficult than Enoch.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主, 他们两个人有共同的一个经历。
We thank God that both of them had the same experience.
这个经历非常的宝贵。
And this experience is very important.
就什么, 与神同行。
Is that they walked with God.
请我们注意, 这个与神同行,这是在幕后时代中,在我们基督徒生活中最重要的一件事。
May we please remember that walking with God is the most important thing in these times that we're in.
我们都有与人同行的经历,对不对?
We all have experienced walking with people.
但是那个与人同行啊, 这个是不可靠的,并且非常软弱的。
But walking with man and walking with other people, it's unreliable.
因为呢, 第一个, 我们知道呢, 这个人呢, 经不起认识的, 认识的, 你, 长时间的认识, 你就没兴趣了。
Is that when we know people, over the course of time, we lose interest in each other.
我们开头不认识的时候, 不太了解的时候, 觉得很好, 来个好啊, 好得不得了。 等到日子越来越,原来是这么个人啊,
In the beginning, we get to know each other, we're really excited, we're glad to have companionship, but then over the course of time, you realize, oh, this person is like this.
你们原谅我啊?
May you allow me to say this. This is not just people of the world. I have followed a lot of older brothers and sisters.
你们原谅我这样说,后来我才发现没有一个人是完全的。
That as I was following these older brothers, I realized that no one is reliable.
当然我有时候发现很多人的软弱,但是我还是尊敬他的。
And these older brothers may have had a lot of weaknesses, and I still respect them. Because most of the time they're good.
但是我们就知道,你跟一个人在一起年日久了,要再继续走下去都不容易的。
And we know that for us to walk with another person for the length, really long time, it's difficult.
那么还有呢?
What else?
人有时间的限制的。
Man is limited by time.
我年轻时候看见有一些年长的姊妹啊,
When I was younger, I saw some elderly sisters. They were really spiritual and really loved God.
周围呢,围了一大堆的姊妹们跟着他。
And they had a lot of other sisters following them.
所以那个姊妹在的时候,
so when that sister was present,
哎, 他们都是看起来蛮热心,蛮爱主的。
And they were all following her and also loving the Lord together.
哎,走走走,有天这个姊妹死了。
But after some time, this elderly sister passed away.
这一死，我就马上看见那个整个就散掉了。And
as soon as that sister died, the entire fervency and the gathering of those sisters was dissipated.
在教会历史中，这个东西很多的。
In church history, we see so much of this.
跟着人一走，总是会有个限制，对不对？
So when we follow man, we are limited.
有的时候呢，你跟着一个人。
Sometimes when we follow man, their capacity is only so big.
这个内容是有限,
and the content in their lives is limited.
的确是今天比方说有的弟兄们讲到了,哇,有十篇八篇到,那个讲起来的时候,那真的是很激励人的。
Of course, today there are some preachers who have a really convicting message, and they preach it with power, and it stimulates.
不是光讲这么十篇八篇道的，对不对？
But when we preach, it's not just having eloquence and stimulating hearts.
你们原谅我说,
and allow me to say this.
我从年轻时候侍奉到今天,
from my days of youth until today.
哇，回头看，我不敢讲多，恐怕我讲了上千篇的道。
I've spoken many messages.
1,000.
Maybe a thousand messages in my lifetime.
我自己都吓坏了，你知道吗？
And when I think back, it scares myself.
我常常讲，我就这么一个小小的器皿，你哪里有那么多话讲？讲了一千篇道，你还得了吗？
I'm just this tiny little vessel with little capacity. How can I produce so many messages?
我常常感觉我很有限啊。
And oftentimes I feel that I'm restricted and limited.
所以难怪有很多聚会呢，听些人讲到，听不了几年就受不了了。
And that's why in a lot of churches you listen to one preacher and after a period of time you can't tolerate them anymore.
所以我们知道你与人同行，你看见都是非常的软弱，有缺陷的。
So you see that when we rely and walk with man, we are limited and we're restricted.
但是你与神同行就不一样了。
But if you walk with God, it is totally different.
神有无限的爱。
God has limitless love.
你跟神在一起行走是非常愉快的。
And when you walk with God, you will be full of joy.
假使不愉快，能走三百年吗？
If there was no joy, how could Enoch walk with God for 300 years?
像有很多基督徒讲，如果跟随主太苦了，这个真是不容易，就想跑，对不对？
A lot of Christians say, well, following God, walking with God is so difficult, I feel like aborting.
不，以诺与神同行。
But no, Enoch walked with God.
越走越愉快。
And the more he walked, the more joyful he was.
所以一走走了300年。
So as he walked for 300 years.
今天的确是，你如果天天与主在一起。
Today, if you are with God,
在我个人小小的经历里面也可以证实。
In my own tiny experience, I can testify of this.
我跟随主只不过几十年。
My following of the Lord is just a few decades.
哎呀，我里面实在一个感觉，跟主在一起走好的无比呀。That
in my experience is that when I walk with God, nothing else can compare.
所以你跟随主就不会有疲惫的时候。So
if you walk with God, you will never experience tiredness.
都是你每一次碰到主，你就很愉快。That
every time you touch God, you will have joy.
我们想有弟兄姊妹有这个经验，常常有时候在外面碰见人呢，碰见事物，心情很不好，对不对？
Sometimes when we meet people and various situations, it brings our mood down.
你回到房间里面，祷告祷告主，心情就愉快了。你看。
And then you go to your room and you pray, you draw near to God, and your mood changes and
joy. 所以这个是长时间考验中一个非常大的一个力量。
And this is a force that is to be tested through time.
并且圣经告诉我们呢。
And the Bible also tells us that God has an eternal heart.
Newness.
Sorry, he has an eternal freshness. That an eternal newness. Nothing will decay. Nothing will age with God. So no matter how long, as soon as you touch God, it'll feel like you're seeing Him for the first time. That newness and freshness is
there.
And that caused Paul to say that I may know Christ. So brothers and sisters, in our days in this world, we go through a lot of testing. Only God can give us that limitless supply. So may we remember,
在末后的日子,
in these end times,
与神同行,
to walk with God. That will allow us to faithfully walk before God
不疲倦,
and not get tired,
并且能够坚持到底,
and we can persevere until
所以呢,
the end.
我们从先祖的这个经历里面告诉我们,
so we can see from these biblical forefathers,
我现在做一个总结, 把这个放在一起,
and I'll just make a quick conclusion of all of this.
这里告诉我们, 只有那个对的事,
only the one who is true,
是, yes,
the true
意思,
yes.
意思, 只有是和与神同行, 这叫我们能经得起时间的考验,
only He can allow us to go through the test of time.
并且使我们在地上的日子呢, 过得有价值,
and He can allow us to live our lives in this world with purpose and
meaning.
So when we live in Him,
我们在关键的时候,
when these critical times arise, we can have an accurate and appropriate response. So that in our lifetime, we can leave a good record of our actions. And only when we live in this state of walking with God can we pass the test of time.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
时间对神在地上的工作来讲是重要的。
Time, in God's eyes, is very important. And for every Christian, time is valuable. May God bless everyone.
希望我们余下的年日,
that our remaining days and years,
在主里面能够生活的平安愉快,
that in Christ we could live a peaceful and joyful life, and have a life full of value and meaning.
所以在侍奉上,
so in service,
我们要做一个守望者,
we need to be a watchman. We need to recognize the importance of time.
我想这个时间到了,
so time has concluded and I need to stop now.
我们请弟兄在一边祷告,
so may we bow with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主, 我们满心的感谢你,
dear God, we truly bow before you and thank you.
你今天还没有回来,
you have not returned yet.
我们知道你不是单言,
we know that you are not delaying.
你在这里宽容我们,
but you are supplying us.
你在这里给我们机会,
you're giving us opportunity.
主啊,
Lord, we want to commit our remaining days and years to you. May you give us a heart of wisdom, that we would know how to count our years. That in the limited time that we have left, that our condition, spiritual condition, would improve. And maybe in the past it was not good. And we didn't do enough. But Lord, now, right now, we want to hold on to the opportunity. That we would gain the everything that you have purposed to give to us. That when your kingdom comes, that We would gladly and abundantly enter in. May you bless these words. May you hear our prayer. We pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen. 我想我们下面呢 有点报告。
We have a couple of announcements to make.
这个在报告之前呢我们看看有没有新来的弟兄姊妹或朋友我们稍微介绍一下。
And before we make these announcements, we'd like to introduce and welcome newcomers.
如果你是第一次来参加聚会我们请你一起站起来好不好
?If you're here for the first time, can you please stand so that we can meet you?
有一位。两位
two newcomers.
Newcomer. Okay. Okay, we welcome you.
We welcome you.
好。那么我们下面有些报告呢请弟兄姊妹们稍微特别注意一下。
Please pay attention to these following announcements.
首先我讲一下今天下午三点半。
Today, at 3:30 p.m.
在这个灵悟 Recreation Center 我们有个受浸的聚会
We'll have a baptismal meeting at the Linwood Recreational Center
如果你要那个地址等等你出门的时候到那外面他们给你
And if you need the address the ushers can give that to you
我们今天有几位弟兄姊妹受浸十位啊感谢主
今天
下午有十位弟兄姊妹受浸
We have 10 people who will be baptized this afternoon
所以如果你的时间许可的话呢欢迎你去参加
So if your time allows, we welcome you to join
你也可以在网上参加
And you can also join remotely
这个 ID 跟这个 password 都可以给你
And we can give you the Zoom ID
那么我们的例会呢礼拜二晚上的祷告聚会啊还是在线上。
And our Tuesday night prayer meetings will still continue virtually.
礼拜五的读经也是在网上。
As well as Friday night Bible study.
礼拜六东南区的读经也是在线上。
Also for the Southeast District Bible study.
那么下一个主日呢
Next Sunday,
我们有两位弟兄呢要跟我们有交通。
There are two brothers who will be preaching.
就是李俊硕啊 ,Sherwin.
Sherwin Lee.
和王继言弟兄。
And Qian Wang.
吴静姊妹翻译李世博弟兄翻译。
Our sister Jin will be interpreting and brother Sibo will be interpreting.
请我们为着我们的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Please keep our brothers and our sister in prayer.
还有下个礼拜六的晚上
Next Saturday night
晚上七点钟我们一个英语的福音聚会
At 7 o'clock there will be an English gospel meeting
这里有许慈轩姊妹和曾祖恩弟兄两个要服侍做见证然后张仲杰弟兄传福音
Adam Singh and SuzanneWill be giving the testimony, and Jonah Chang will be preaching the gospel.
请弟兄姊妹为着他们祷告。
Please keep them in prayer.
也尽量邀请福音朋友，好吧。
And please invite your gospel friends.
最后一件事情。
One last announcement.
这个管财务的弟兄们要提醒大家一下。
The brothers in charge of the finances.
就是你的奉献假如说要列入2021年的记录的话
would like to remind everyone that if your offering wants to be counted towards 2021
那你的奉献必须在12月31号以前那么呢寄出
you have to they have to receive your offering before December 31st
还有请你们特别注意啊你如果那个 title 啊不要用简写 SCA 不行的啊
That when you write your checks the bank will not accept just the abbreviated SCA
你一定要写 Seattle Christian Assembly
You have to write the full Seattle Christian Assembly on the check
好我们早晨的报告就结束在这里
We'll conclude our announcements here
我们聚会也停在这里
And we'll conclude our meeting
那我们等等